Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Burnett moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Burnett moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Burnett scores. Hodapp moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Reagan moves to third. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to home to get Reagan. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rhein moves to second. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rhein scores. Berry moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Burnett moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Webb reaches second base with a double. Reeves moves to third. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Scarrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reeves scores. Webb scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Seeds moves to second. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaston hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Russ Skarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Skarrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Goldman. Berry scores. Oliver moves to third. Webb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Burnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 1 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hudlin. Tote moves to second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tote scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Joe Schott now pitching. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Barry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rhine moves to second. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaston bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to third for the out. Barry moves to second. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barry scores. Gaston moves to third. Oliver moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reeves is walked intentionally. Joe Cicero pinch hits for Earl Webb. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaston scores. Oliver scores. Reeves moves to second. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Reeves moves to third. Cicero moves to second. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reagan is walked intentionally. Bill Sweeney pinch hits for Phil Toad. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reeves scores. Cicero scores. Reagan moves to third. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Jake Miller now pitching. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rhine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Rhine reaches third base with a triple. Reagan scores. Sweeney goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rhine scores. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hodapp fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Cicero now playing right field. Bill Sweeney now playing first base. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Myatt now catching. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Reeves hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cicero hits a line drive into right field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver tags and scores. One out. It's 14-2, Red Sox. Russ Skarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Skarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-3, Red Sox. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Reagan scores. It's 15-3, Red Sox. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sweeney moves to third. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Berry takes first base on ball four. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Hoedap hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Reeves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Cicero hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Cicero reaches third base with a triple. Reeves goes all the way around to score. It's 16-3, Red Sox. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Scarrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cicero scores. It's 17-3, Red Sox. Pete Appleton now pitching. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Narleski pinch hits for Hal Rein. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Narleski reaches second base with a double. Scarrett goes all the way around to score. It's 18-3, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 18, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Narleski now playing shortstop. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Goldman hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 18, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.